there's no waiting around ever.
No. And, you know, we want to start fast. You know, last year, I think we struggled a little bit in the first half as far as putting points up, getting into a rhythm early. You know, second half was kind of our strength, so we want to maximize the time that we have out here to get better. Again, to play all four quarters as best as we can.
How much harder to make it known you're not just thinking about the plays, but to know it right away?
You got to get in the playbook. Yeah, there's some new pieces. You know, there's we got some young guys, some new guys, and it's hard for them because sometimes you think on the field, but that's just what training camp is for. You know, you work out the bugs, you get down what the plays that we're running, and you get better. And I think we're doing that right now as far as, you know, speed of the game, as far as the language, the playbook, and it's been going good.
What will change tomorrow?
You'll see some physicality. I think, you know, guys are hungry to put the pads on, front line. You know, it's hard sometimes to really go full speed when you don't have pads on. So for those guys, they'll get some technique work in, they'll get some good work in. I think all around, condition-wise, with pads on, it's a different game than without pads on.
You haven't had them on since January. Is this a day you've been looking forward to?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited. You know, I don't mind the shells. I like less pads as a receiver because you can run a little faster. But I'm excited because that's what football is about, is getting on, you know, head-to-head with the defense, some physical battles. And I think, you know, we'll see what we got tomorrow.
Expectations for this team are sky high. Have you noticed a different tone this camp versus last year?
Well, I think, you know, we put the pressure on ourselves. We know expectations are set high outside of this building, but they're set high here. And what we got to do to maximize our opportunities and the talent that we have is to play our best football from day one. And we got to get better at the little things. You know, last year we didn't start off games as fast as we wanted to. We didn't finish games as we wanted to. And those are two things that we're stressing. It's all about situational football, and we want to get better.
You hear the words hurry, hurry in your sleep.
I do. You know, it's a good thing, though. Having 18 on your team just makes you that much better of a football team, you know, in the locker room as well. He's the best leader I've been around, so I love that I get to, you know, grow as a young NFL player and get to learn from one of the best.
He also mentioned yesterday at his press conference that that you guys need to kind of remember what happened last year in the playoff game. Do you remember the cold and as it compared to now? And what do you think about this year's Super Bowl being in New York?
Well, I'm excited. New York's a great city. Obviously, you know, everybody wants it to be perfect, but that's what football is about. You know, it's playing in the conditions that aren't the best. That's what brings the best out of every team. And, you know, last year it wasn't just the weather. It was we didn't play good football and we let one slip away. So we know that we remember that game. You know, you got to forget about it. You got to move on. But it is a scar. You know, it's something that fuels your fire and makes you motivated every day to come out here and be the best and win that championship, because that's what this game is about.
Talk about having Wes Welker around. How nice is it to have just another option there to know that someone, when Peyton's not looking to you, you're covered. You got someone.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's a dynamic player, and obviously everyone knows that he's caught 100 plus balls for the last six, seven years, whatever it is. And he's a guy you have to watch out for because he's so good in the slot, and that's just going to open us outside. And I think it should open our running game. And that's what we need to do, is complement our passing game with a good running game, and again, that's what makes a good offense.
How long will it take for him to fit in and for you to develop that chemistry with Peyton as a group?
Well, you know, it's just like us last year. It takes a little bit of a learning curve with that relationship, because the nonverbal communication as far as how you're going to make adjustments, what to look for in a defense, and what Peyton sees takes a little bit of time. But again, with all the time we got in training camp, in the film room, that's what it's for, is to get better, to do the walkthroughs, to transfer it over to practice, and make sure that you get on the same page within this 4 weeks.
You said all offseason you guys don't care about who catches how many balls. When you are in that film room, how much confidence gets built up when you're looking at what you guys can do and hopefully do the first 2 weeks of the season?
Conversations are that, you know, we have the ability. We know we have the ability. We have the opportunity. It comes down to the want to. You know, how bad do you want it? And I think every guy in that room, if you ask them what they want, is they want to win. You know, very unselfish team, very committed team to what our goal is. And I think that's what makes the best team, is not so much the individual talent, but the camaraderie and the common goal.